Gaining market access for U.S. beef. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. The need for high-yielding soybeans and outstanding weed control is becoming more important each season. Learn more about the next era of performance and control at balancegtsoybeans.com. Brazil and China have been closed to imports of U.S. beef since the BSE case in 2003. Industry experts say regaining access to those markets could provide big price support to U.S. beef producers. We'll find out more next. NCBA's Director of International Trade, Kent Backus, says China represents one-fifth of the world's population, and its growing middle class is larger than the entire U.S. population. He says that means the sky is the limit when it comes to growing market opportunities for U.S. beef producers.
There's a lot of protein demand, unmet protein demand in China, and China's become the second largest beef importer in the world. And just in the last few years, right now, the only people who can supply China to beef are primarily the Australians, New Zealand, Brazil, Canada, and some of the European countries. So when we look at beef access, there's really not anyone who could supply China with the grain-finished beef, the high-quality beef, at both the volume and the value that we produce here in the U.S. So we see China as a tremendous opportunity moving forward. And unless we're able to move that product outside of our borders, we're not going to be able to eat all of it. And as we see our herd continue to grow over the next few years, we're going to need that expanded export access. And also, if we're unable to move forward with a bilateral trade agreement in a timely manner with Japan, then we're going to need China to help absorb some of those lost sales too. So we see a bright future for U.S. beef exports. We think China will play a very significant role in that.
Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue says the administration is making it a priority to get U.S. beef back into China.
I'm convinced that if those Chinese start eating U.S. Angus and Hereford and U.S. beef, they're going to want more of it. And there are a lot of them. So a growing middle class that wants protein, and we can give them good quality, high quality beef.
And as for the Brazilian market, last week the country accepted its first shipment of fresh U.S. beef in more than 13 years. University of Missouri livestock market analyst Scott Brown says it's a good start.
I think we're going to see pretty small quantities of beef headed to Brazil here for a period of time. But having just other market alternatives is important. Good to see Brazil now taking product from us. We can wrap back to China and say getting them to actually take product as well. Gets us beyond much of the problem we saw with BSE in this country.
For Ag Updates at your fingertips, follow @Brownfield on Twitter. I'm Megan Grebner on Brownfield.